4:32 on the Aaron Keck Show, just turning over to 4:33. AJ filling in for Aaron Keck today, and 4:30 on a Wednesday, like every Wednesday, being joined by Susan Brown from the Chapel Hill Public Library. Susan, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing really good, actually. So I did this on Monday. I was off yesterday, and we're doing it again today. Didn't really have any interviews on Monday, so today's just been chock full of them, so I've just been like pulling stuff out of midair just to talk about, so
yeah.
Thank you for joining us.
Kind of fun,
right?
I have to say, I mean, Aaron's great and everything, but
people
you're not
say
so bad
that.
Either.
People say that. We just don't tell him that we don't believe it because he's not here. So, also joined by David Joseph from the School of Rock. How are you, sir?
I am doing great. Every day above ground is a good one, and a day at WCHL is a great one,
isn't it? All right. So here's what
this guy.
Look at see.
Wow.
You see, he's looking for airtime. That's what's happening right there.
He is
buttering us up, which means he wants something. All right. So let's get this underway. As always, we can't do it without, you know, our thing. God, I love that show.
See, that piece of music is by Quincy Jones.
Really?
Little fact, yeah.
See, not only are you tuning in here to have fun, you're also being educated.
Dropping some
entertaining,
knowledge.
Entertaining and educating.
And if you're ever in pub trivia,
yes.
The name of that song? The Street Beater.
Nice.
Street
Beater. Yeah.
And see,
nice.
Here's the problem. You can't use that song in a pub trivia thing because you know everybody's going to answer the Sanford and Son song.
Right. But if you were on my team, you would win.
Right. Because everybody's going to get really upset when you're like, actually, that's not called the Sanford and Son song. And they're just going to throw a beer at you.
It may have happened before. No, I'm kidding.
Yes,
I'm
it's kidding. Like, that is not the name of the song. Thoreau.
Librarians are so smart.
Yes. All right, so a lot of stuff we're going to get into today, of course. Starting tomorrow, is this the first for the year of Movies Under the Stars?
It's the second of three
The second of three for the year. All right,
yes.
Movies Under the Stars tomorrow. Now, I know we've been talking all week about how it's supposed to start at 7:30 and then 8 o'clock is the movie. That has changed.
Yes. Real quick, Movies Under the Stars is a longstanding outdoor summer movie series that the town has done in partnership with the Downtown Partnership for a number of years. And for years, it was on the Wallace Deck, which is great, and it's kind of fun to be up there. But if you've ever been to it, it is so hot up there. The top of that deck just bakes all day. There's no shade. There's no trees. So this year, with some new folks on board at the partnership and some new partners on campus, we had this crazy idea of what if we did it on McCorkle Place? So we've moved the location, and it's on, if you're looking at the planetarium, it's just to the right of that. There's this perfect lawn there. And we did move them to 8 o'clock because we learned from the June movie, which was Frozen, that at the programming started at 7:30 and the movie started at 8. It wasn't dark at 8.
What a movie to choose for June also,
I
by
know,
the way.
Right?
What are we going to watch when it's hot outside? How about Frozen? They'll get really confused.
We had ice cream, though.
Oh,
that
nice.
Was kind of the thing.
Nice.
So the movies that we did this year, we were looking for diverse movies that we could pair something with. So the first one we paired ice cream and people sang along with the movie. In August, we're having Coco. We're going to show that in Spanish, though, with English subtitles.
Nice. Okay.
And we're pretty sure we have secured a mariachi band to play before.
Hey, all right. Nice. It's not a party without a mariachi.
I know. And then my favorite, I mean, they're all my favorites, but my favorite one is tomorrow night, which is we're going to show the School of Rock movie and then have Chapel Hill School of Rock band play beforehand.
Bring out your air guitars.
That makes it my favorite one as well.
Yes.
Right. Of course.
Because you guys are going to go out here and show off. Just start playing instruments for half an hour. People are going to love it.
I was so excited when we got the phone call and so grateful for this opportunity. And the kids are just jazzed. They just got back from a week-long tour up and down the East Coast playing at all kinds of outdoor venues. And to be able to play on McCorkle Place right before the movie in front of a hometown crowd is something that they are just so thrilled about, and thank you so much for having us. I can't
Absolutely.
Wait.
And of course, if you've never seen the kids from School of Rock play, they put on a heck of a show, I just have to say.
Well, thank you very
You're
much.
Very welcome.
We think they do too.
Yeah, they go out there and they play their little hearts out, and it is fantastic. Because I know we've had some of them come through here to do various things for various different stuff, and they're always in here. There's always a smile on their face, always playing their instruments, and they're always leave us with our jaws on the floor, basically, most of the time. So they're at 8 o'clock tomorrow. The movie starts at 8:30.
8:30.
Correct. So
yep.
Hopefully it'll be dark.
It
by
should
then.
Be dark. And so the School of Rock is bringing the band.
Mm-hmm.
We're bringing the movie. We actually contracted with a company in Durham who brings like the big inflatable screens. Mm-hmm. They're giant and they're awesome. And we'll also have popcorn and water.
Okay.
We won't have any other food and drink. So if you want something, bring it. Mm-hmm. But we'll have water and popcorn. And then we ask folks to bring chairs and blankets for the movie. They won't need those while the School of Rock is playing because they'll be rocking
Jumping around in the front row in the pit. Yes.
Yeah, mosh time.
That's right.
McCorkle.
That's right.
I don't know if the city of Chapel Hill will be a huge fan of a mosh pit popping up on McCorkle Place. But hey, do what you got to do, man. Rock out.
And the other partner in this is the Carolina Union Activities Board, mm-hmm. and they're great. So they also had an interest in pushing this out to kids on campus and to the campus community that's there this summer. And for the first movie, it was really cool because like students on bikes and professors walking home for the day like stopped by and, you know, sang a couple bars of whatever Frozen songs and went on their way and some stayed. So it's a town gown thing too.
Right. So that is tomorrow, 8:00 is when the kids from the School of Rock go on stage to perform. 8:30 is when School of Rock is going to play. That's the movie. Obviously, they're going at 8. The movie's going at 8:30. So if you're a Jack Black aficionado, tomorrow is going to be your place to be. It's going to be McCorkle Place on campus in downtown. So obviously, that's not, we're just talking about movies and bands here. We've also, I see, brought some books, which, as you were informed, I can't read. So it's not that. That doesn't really help
me. That's what Blake
said. Yeah, thank you, News Director Blake Hodge, for claiming that I can't read. You brought a picture book?
I did bring a book.
That is beautiful. Yes.
So I have to say, you know, Aaron and I have been doing the show for a number of years now, and we often bring guests, and the guests always take it so much more seriously than we do. So like many others.
Holy.
Yeah.
That is a large book.
Right.
Is that Jimmy Page?
Jimmy Page.
Oh,
gift
no.
from my son.
Yeah. So David brought like just an epic stack of books. So I'm going to let him talk about some of these. But I will say, when I was coming over here thinking about books, I was like, oh, like all of the band bios that I read when I was probably too young, like the Rolling Stones one and Hammer of the Gods and then No One Here Gets Out Live. And mm-hmm. then here he's got those and many more. So I'm going to let David talk about some of the books he brought.
And just to point out, we're apparently doing a theme. All the books are rock band related. So I do. This basically looks like my bathroom, pretty much, is what this is.
Books
it's a little
about
cleaner.
Rock and roll.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. That's a good point. Yeah.
I brought these books. Most of these I've had in my possession since I was as young as 10, 11, 12, 13. The first book that I got at the age of 10 was given to me by an older cousin who will go unnamed, Up and Down with the Rolling Stones by Tony Sanchez. And the thing that I remember as a 10-year-old reading this book was the story about their concert at the Altamont Freeway, where, or Speedway, where they had hired a group of Hell's Angels, Motorcycle Gang, to provide the security for that show.
Ooh,
and it did not end well, and that woke me up pretty quickly to a rock concert festival situation.
And you say it didn't end well. It really did not end well. As I recall, someone died at that show.
At least one person.
At least one, yeah.
But really interesting story about the Rolling Stones in the early days. I brought Hammer of the Gods, Led Zeppelin's story, and just a fantastic read. I'm a huge Led Zeppelin fan, and John Bonham, the drummer, kind of got the nickname the Hammer of the Gods because of his drumming style. Great book, highly recommended by a guy named Stephen Davis.
And I do have to say, on many of these older books, the cover art is just awesome. I mean, there's some really, of course you can't see it on the radio, but there is some stellar cover art that's being showed off here.
They're like album covers. I mean, it's like
right?
they went
yeah,
for the
exactly.
album cover feel.
Harks back to the
yes.
day. Harks back to the day. As a drummer, I also decided I was a fan of Keith Moon, so I got this book called Full Moon about Keith Moon. It says, The Amazing Rock and Roll Life of Keith Moon, Late of the Who, Late of the Earth by Dougal Butler. Anyway, great
Does
book.
That have the story about the time he drove a Rolls Royce into a swimming pool?
It does, as a matter of fact, and many, many more.
And not only did he drive it into a swimming pool, he drove it into a swimming pool on the second floor. Yeah, do the math on that
right.
and figure out how he pulled that off.
He had skills.
Yes.
More
yes.
than just drumming.
Yes, that was Keith Moon for you right there.
Got another book called Excuse Me While I Kiss the Sky, The Life of Jimi Hendrix by David Henderson. A great read. I'm currently working on Eric Clapton's autobiography. fascinating stuff. A lot about his early life that probably influenced his love of the blues. I won't give you any spoilers on that. And then a couple of the bigger books I brought, Led Zeppelin celebrating its 50th anniversary. Jimmy Page put out a book called Jimmy Page by Jimmy Page, coincidentally enough. Mostly photos, great pictures of everything before, during, and after his time with Led Zeppelin. Great read. And then the last one that I brought, I just bought up at the Metropolitan Museum of Art in Manhattan. We stopped there while we were on tour with the kids 2 weeks ago. They had an exhibit called Play It Loud, a bunch of instruments and various costumes and such on loan from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland. Some of Prince's stuff, some of Jimi Hendrix's stuff, every band under the sun. A lot of great pictures in this book. A lot of great stories. I haven't gotten through it quite completely yet, but it's at the school for the kids to look at. And if anybody wants to stop by the School of Rock Chapel Hill, they can look at it there too.
All right. How about you? What did you bring?
I'm not sure how to follow that, but I'll try.
This is why I'm making you go next and not me.
So a couple of books came to mind. The first one I was thinking about, I was reading many of these books when I was the age of probably some of the School of Rock kids. And I mean, I probably had to venture into the adult section of my public library to find them. But middle grade fiction now is so much better. There's like so much out there. So I was thinking, what books might I recommend to a fifth or a sixth grader who's at the School of Rock? So I wanted to recommend an author named Kwame Alexander, who I've talked about on the show before for his books about basketball. So Kwame Alexander, he's awesome. He writes, many of his novels are written in verse, which people might think, like, kids won't read a book that's in verse, and kids eat up his stuff. He is an awesome, awesome author. So many folks know his basketball books, but he's got a couple books, and these are all novels that are based in the world of music. And one of them is called Solo. That was his first one. And it's about a kid whose dad is kind of a rock and roll guy who was once famous, but he's kind of gone out to pasture and he's like a fading star and everything. But everybody, like, his identity is through his dad. And then, of course, there's the classic struggles with girls in school and all of that. And it's a story about how he finds his own way through rock and roll music. It's a lovely novel. And then he's got another one called Swing that's a similar story, that's about more focused on jazz music. So Kwame Alexander, his book Solo is absolutely a book that I would hand to a kid who's in the School of Rock now. And then, as often happens on the show, my husband sends me texts during the show about what books I should be recommending. So I'm going to share, and this is a great one because many people know the movie, thinking of movie or talking about movies, The Commitments, but that was actually a book that was a novel by Roddy Doyle, who's a great sort of literary comic author, and he's great. So if you haven't read The Commitments and you've only seen it, that's a fabulous book. And then the last one that I was going to recommend is an author who we've actually had on this show. And his name is Grady Hendrix, and he writes horror novels, but they each have a different setting. So his first one was a horror novel that was set in an IKEA store, of all things. It's awesome. The second one was a horror novel set in like the 80s high school, but his last one is called We Sold Our Souls, and it's a horror novel that's focused on a rock and roll band, and it's so good.
Horror novel set in an IKEA store.
It's called Horror
That's
Store.
That's actually my idea of horror, having to go into an IKEA store and then put together whatever you bought.
Right.
So it wasn't even a horror story.
It's not
it was just an owner's manual, basically,
is what
it was.
Yes. It was nonfiction.
Like, the tables, the couches.
But the Swedish meatballs are delicious.
They are great.
Yeah,
although you can't understand the chef. And all right, so the only real rock and roll book that I've read here lately came out when I was in college, and it is called Life. And it is the Keith Richards memoir.
Yes.
And if you've never read that, I highly recommend it. Because you're reading this and you're halfway through and you're like, how is he still alive?
Right?
There are times when you're reading this book and you're like, should be dead, should be dead, should be dead. Like, multiple near-death experiences for Keith Richards. Although apparently now he's claiming he's been sober for several years and things like that, which I find hard to believe. But hey, More power to you, Keith Richards.
But that's
That is a memoir of Keith Richards called Life. It's also a really, really great book. So as we're wrapping it up here, David, how can people learn more about the School of Rock and all you guys do?
Well, you can find us online at chapelhill.schoolofrock.com. We've got a website out there. You can find us on Facebook. You can find us on Twitter and Instagram. You can call us at 919-338-1011. Or the best way I think you can find out about us is to just come by and drop in for a visit. We are at 1500 North Fordham Boulevard, the old 501 Diner location in front of Trader Joe's. We're open Monday through Thursday from 3 to 9 and Saturdays from 10 to 5:30. We'd love to give you a tour of the building and show you what we do. We're having a lot of fun teaching kids and adults how to play music and doing lots of fun shows. Come on by and check us out.
And obviously, if you see that there's going to be a show featuring the School of Rock, go and watch it, because that's why they do this. They're just doing it for the love of the music, so make sure you go out and catch them whenever you can.
Sunday will be at Vecino from 3 to 5.
Vecino from 3 to 5 this Sunday, and that's after tomorrow at 8 o'clock, where they're going to be playing out at McCorkle Place before Movies Under the Stars. All right, Susan, how about you? Anything else we need to talk about? Anything going on at the library?
So many things. I will say a quick library plug. Right now, my staff has pulled together some of the most awesome programming celebrating the 50th anniversary of the moon landing. They've got movies all week. They've got some amazing speakers. They've got kids rocket programs. So if you are at all interested, whatever age you are, in celebrating this anniversary with the moon, not Keith Moon, the moon, check out our website all this week and all summer. But there's some great stuff happening.
Yeah, don't celebrate the moon landing by driving a car into a pool. That's not really...
Or mooning someone.
Or mooning
someone.
Don't do that either.
But you could listen to Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon.
There you go.
Hey, there you go. Although, how do we know that it's right? No one's ever been there. Just pointing it out. All right, guys, thank you very much for joining us. Just so everybody remembers, tomorrow the time has changed. It has moved to 8 o'clock is when the kids from the School of Rock are going to be on stage. And the movie School of Rock featuring Jack Black is going to be on at 8:30 tomorrow night, McCorkle Place in downtown. Susan, David, thank you both for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thanks, man.
You're welcome. 4:50 on the Hill coming up in just a few minutes. So check of your traffic and weather together.